Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hey, listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up,
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Thank you. Welcome to your show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome to Blind and Beyond. Out of sight. That's it. New slogan. Blind and Beyond. Out of sight. Hope you like the new slogan. Believe it or not, a sighted person gave me that idea. Blind and Beyond out of sight. I like it. Hope you like it. Before we begin the show, I'd like to introduce to the players. Tonight, I want to talk about, my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. She's always there.
I'm running around.
Running around,
but I'm here. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the final show of the month of January, January 30th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're here with us.
And tonight, it's our pleasure to introduce our friend, he's basically everything, and he's our guest host tonight, the Reverend Charles Brooks. Good evening.
How are you?
Well, okay, I'm okay tonight. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine.
Great.
I wouldn't tell you otherwise because you wouldn't want to hear it.
Oh, yes, I would. And let me now introduce you to the man who's behind the glass in Orlando, Florida. He's an engineer. He's our producer.
Our friend. And also our friend.
Chris Shaw, are you there? I guess he's not there. Chris Shaw, are you there? Hello?
He ran away.
He ran away. He left us already.
All by herself.
Hey, I'm sorry. I was on the phone. I had a phone caller to call in. Okay, I'm here. Present. I'm here, teacher. I get an A for the day, right?
Okay. I'm glad you're there.
No, not.
No glad A you, for you.
Glad you're there.
Okay, at least a B.
Okay, I'm giving you a B.
Woohoo!
Folks, before we begin the show, I want to go back to the roots of where we came from and why we started the show. Because to tell you the truth, we got some letters that really disturbed me, and I want to discuss it with you. It seems some people wrote that I don't care about the blind community, that I'm not helping enough of the blind community. We're not giving enough information to the blind community. Well, that's why I want to go back to the roots of this show. That's why I played the first song we just played. That was our first song we ever had, was Smile. Because that's what it's all about, as far as I was concerned, why we did the show, why we started the show in the first place. We started this show, the first word was to entertain you. That was the first word. To inform you, that's true. To educate you, that was next. To make you laugh, to make you smile, all the above. There was something else very important that I wanted to do. And I admit it, I wanted to do it. I don't know if anybody else, if you wanted to do it, but I wanted to do it. And that was, I wanted to teach the sighted people that we in the blind community are more than people just standing there or sitting there on some newspaper stand with a cup in our hands selling pencils, because the sighted people, they don't know about us, the blind community. And I wanted them to know, and I want to hear what we can do. They didn't know that we can use computers. They don't know that we can do a lot of things and help and be independent in the outside world. And I'm so happy that we brought in, basically the show now is 30% sighted people listen to this radio show. And that was, to me, very important, because I admit, I hope the people listening to the show that are visiting parent blind understand what I'm saying. When I say I mean it's we. But I wanted to make sure that you understand when I started the show, because to me, when I started the show, it was because I was ridiculed and knocked down from some jerks at my radio station in Orlando that knocked me because I was blind. And they didn't understand about the blind community. They didn't know a blind person. And once again, that was the first blind person they ever met was me. Whether it's right or wrong, the station owner fired them. And he said to me, what can I do for you? How can I help you? And I said, I'd like to go on the air and inform the sighted people there's more to us blind people than just being, let's just say, by a newspaper stand in some airport or train station selling newspapers or pencils. is more to us because we are independent people. We have a life. And I wanted to get that across to the sighted people. When he said to me, find an advertiser, you can have the 3 o'clock spot on the radio on Saturdays. I got a sponsor. Now, I know a lot of you folks feel that sitting there say, oh, we could do a better job than you. And, you know, the show needs this and the show needs that and the show needs this. But let me just say this to you. I don't know how much work you understand that how much Lynn, my wife, does and my wife and myself do for putting on this show every week. I know you think it's just, well, we just stand here and just wing it. But that's not the truth. Because a lot of time goes into the show. Plus, to have a show, you have to have sponsors. And if you think it's so easy to go and get sponsors, go out and try to get sponsors. All you great people who talk. After a week or two trying to make calls, and you make 10 calls, 15 calls to the same person, and they don't call you back, and you get up and knock down again, and you keep on making the same call to the same person until you get them. Then you understand what it is to sell. And I use the word sell because I've been selling all my life, whether it be on Blind to Me on radio show or in the garmistry or in the record business or any other thing I've ever been involved with. It's learning how to open your mouth and talk. And I said in the beginning, the first show was timing. That was the first thing I ever said when I brought in the first show. Because I listen, if you folks want to go back to yesteryear, go to our blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Listen to the first show. It talks about timing. It talks about what this show is all about. I'm going back to the roots. This show is all about to entertaining you so you'll listen, that you can laugh, that you can smile. And that's what we try to do, make you laugh, try to make you a fun show so you'll come back and listen every show. I don't want to make it a show that all we're going to do is sit there and give you leads and tell you all about this, this, and this and not entertain you. Because then you can go to any other show. There's a lot of podcasts outside that don't have our audience. They're not on the radio. A lot of places you can get your tools, as they say. Our job is not to be, let's just say, a lighthouse. Our job is to tell you about Lighthouse. That's true. Our job is to tell you about using Lighthouse. Go to Lighthouse or go to any other organization near you. And we're thankful that these organizations come on the show and tell you about what they can do. But people have said to me, why don't you talk about companies that don't sponsor your show? Well, why would I do that? I'm going to do that. If somebody knocks me down and says, I don't like your show, I don't want to borrow your show, why would I advertise on your show? And then 2 minutes later, you're saying to me, well, it would help the blind people if the blind would know about that company. My answer to you is, I'm not doing it. And you'll say, it's my ego. It's not my ego. It's principle. Would you do something? I'll give you an example. Would you go to a restaurant and they, for some reason, gave you lousy service? And let's say, I'll give them, they have great food. They have great food. But for whatever reason, the owner wasn't nice to you. He was rude to you. He belittled you. And then you walked outside and someone was walking down the street and said, hey, what do you think of that restaurant? And you're going to say, it's a great restaurant. I suggest go in there and go. The food is great. Go there. And if you do that, you're wonderful. You're better than me. Because if I'm knocked down and I'm ridiculed, I'm not going to go ahead and, especially if they're not going to pay me on this radio show to do it, I'm not going to go ahead and give free ads to that company who just knocked me down and belittled the show and say, oh, well, I don't need you to sponsor. I just have you go out and just do all free ads for me. That's craziness. That's not even real. So the point is very simple. My stand is this. Number one mission on this show has always been to entertain you. And that's what we try to do. I try to make you laugh, try to make you smile. The second thing was to educate you, to inform you. And like I've always said, that positive thoughts, we try to, when I say educate you, was all about getting you to think positive, not to think negative, because life is all about having fun, whether you're vision impaired, sighted, or blind, to have fun. Life is too short. You have to be focusing in on having fun and having a smile on your face and laugh and forgetting bad thoughts. You have to. As Lynn always said to me, it's always about plan B. She always reminds me, I always said to her about plan B. It's always about plan B. And plan B is teaching you, our audience, about plan B.
That's what I say about education. This is what the show means to me. If this show means to you other things, I don't know. Then you have to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. If you have anything else to say that you think I'm wrong, well, then tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong to my face. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear anything you have something good to say about the show. We're getting enough letters to say, well, I should help. I'm not enough helping the blind. As far as I'm concerned, my family knows. I live, breathe, and eat this show. So does my wife. We both live and breathe this show. And as far as I'm concerned, as a blind person, I can't do enough to help the blind because that's me and that's my audience and that's my friends. So I wish you can call in if you have anything to say. Charles, thank you for listening. What do you have to say, Charles, what I'm saying? I'd appreciate anything you can add to what I'm saying, Charles.
Well, I think that, pardon me, I think that the program has grown from day one, from when it was first started and first begun. It has become more informative. It also has become, it has grown to where not only is it informative, but it's entertaining. There's good information that is passed out by the sponsors, and if people take advantage of it, it will help them, not only in the community, but in their personal lives. And there are people, sighted listeners, that listen to our program, and they are growing because, like you said, Michael, there are people out there that have never come in contact with a blind person before. They don't know what we do, what we go through, and they don't realize that we still have a life that is productive, meaningful, and that we live, we breathe, we have fun, we cry. We do everything that everybody else does. So I thank you for doing the program. There are many people, organizations that have benefited from this program. Blinded Veterans Association, the DAV Blinded Chapter, ACB, all the organizations that are out there, all of the businesses that benefit from the blind community one way or another, they've all benefited. And it helps us. And we're helping the entire community that listens to us, that hears us, understand that we are here. Not out there somewhere. We are here.
Thank you so much, Charles.
Thank you, Charles.
You know more than other people. You've been with us for 10 years on the show.
That's right.
3 years before the old, 3 years in the old show and 7 years with this show. April will be 7 years. And all I can say, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. The phone number to call is, anybody else wants to say anything, I certainly would appreciate it. It's 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. All I can say is my heart, my whole body and soul is into this radio show. We love it. Yes, I admit we get some money from this show. I admit it. Lynn and I get paid. We don't do it for free. Chris Shaw.
Yes, sir.
Engineer, he gets paid. I'm just saying that you get paid. I'm just bringing up people. The people get paid. And all I'm saying is this way. If you would spend 70, 80, 90 hours a week, and we couldn't do it. So we spend 70, 80, 90 hours a week working on this show. And, of course, we have to get paid because that's our whole life.
Michael, actually, Chris, well, I think wanted to say something.
What, Chris?
Yeah, I did. I was saying we had a caller on the phone line that wanted to get in and have a comment.
Okay. Let the person come in. Who is it?
Mike from Aventura, Florida. Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Aventura, Florida. Hi, Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi, I think what you're doing is wonderful. We need what you have because of the fact that where I live here in Aventura, I've been through a lot of stuff that I don't really appreciate as a blind person. I don't mind people asking me questions, but telling me different things. But when people say things like, well, you shouldn't do this because it's dangerous, I say, well, if it's so dangerous, why are you doing it? Like if I'm going to Walgreens or something like that, and I say, well, why are you doing it? They say, because we can see, okay? People, unfortunately, don't know where I live here in this place. A lot of people don't know what Braille is. They don't even know what a guide dog is, okay? And it's really sad. So what you're doing is really excellent.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. Thank you so much. Appreciate it so much for calling in. Appreciate you for listening. Appreciate you calling in.
I have one suggestion. When
I'm listening.
You can, when people call up from a different city, say the station, because a lot of people may not know. I was talking to some people the other day from Ohio, and they wanted to know what radio station you're on in a certain city, and the, they were interested in it. How many stations are you on around the country?
Number one, I don't know. Number two, if you listen on Alexa, that's the big part. A lot of people listen, big part of our radio show, people listen on Alexa. Alexa, the computer.
Yeah.
They're listening online, on TuneIn Radio. So there's a lot of places that it's on and a lot of places it's not on. Right now, we got to go to break. Don't go away. We're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, okay. We have another caller when we come back.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Okay.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. If you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. Right now we have a caller on the line who'd like to talk to us. Sherry from, I believe, Orlando, Florida. Sherry from Orlando, Florida, are you there?
Hello, I am here. Hi, everyone. Hi, Charles. Hi, Lynn. Chris.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi. Howdy.
Hi. I'm doing well. I want to comment a little bit on what you said. I always sort of am the troublemaker and play the devil's advocate, but here goes. I think there's sort of middle of the road as far as mentioning other technologies and stuff. I think there are some technologies that we use all the time, such as the products of Freedom Scientific, which are JAWS, and I just honestly don't think that you're going to get them as a sponsor because they already have the market in, you know, computer technology, so they're probably not going to sponsor, but blind people talk about it and use them all the time. So I don't see what it hurts to, you know, mention things like that. The other thing I want to bring up.
Can I interrupt you there, Sherry? Can I interrupt you one fast thing?
Sure.
Coca-Cola, I'll mention the name. They're not on our show, but they're everywhere, Coca-Cola. Yet they do advertise on different shows. You mentioned
That's
an
true.
Organization. You mentioned an organization. If they would like to, there's other companies that give us, I don't have to mention names, but they do. They send us money to help us with the radio show. And we were happy to talk about them. If you're talking about a company that won't give us the time of day, they don't like this radio show, they never were part of this radio show, they didn't want to be part of this radio show, and it's not even about money. They don't want to be part of it. So why would I then push them, anything good about them, when they don't want to give us the time of day, not just mention
names? Yeah, well, I can understand it if they're just totally down on the show, maybe. But the other thing I wanted to say on the positive side that you guys have done that I really appreciate is I'm in the National Federation of the Blind. The National Federation of the Blind sponsors Newsline and has it, and it's a free service. And you've let me talk about it, but I don't think any NFB chapters currently are sponsoring. Now, maybe you could talk more and maybe solicit a donation or something. But I know that you had Dave do a whole five-minute thing on Newsline, and I really appreciated that because it's something that does serve every blind person. It's a free service. So that's why I said there's got to be some kind of a middle of the road that you set, and you guys, you know, are doing that to it, you know, to quite a degree. So that's really all I wanted to say.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for your input.
Thank you so much. And I like the show. The show's awesome, and you guys do a good job, and you do entertain for sure.
And we've known you. Sure. And we've known you for 10 years as well.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Since day one, I'm still here. I haven't gone
anywhere.
Right,
that's right.
One.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much, Sherry, for coming on board. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you.
Okay.
And anybody else would like to call in later.
Later.
Phone number is 407-894-680. Right now, we have a guest waiting to come on.
And he's
Lynn?
Such a good sport. And actually, he told me that he was on our show a few years ago in the studio when he was with our sponsor, Lighthouse Central Florida. So I would like to welcome back Mark Batchelor. And Mark is the Vice President of Community-Based Programs at CSN, which stands for Cybercrime Support Network. And Cybercrime Support Network is a national company that has partnered with the assistive technology team at Lighthouse Central Florida to help their clients understand cybercrime and its risks. And you know what? This is
welcome, Mark. Welcome.
For everybody, not
I know, yeah.
Welcome, Mark.
Hi. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you for waiting. And tell us about Cyber Crimes.
And I'd like to introduce you to Charles, who's our guest co-host tonight. Charles, this is Mark.
Hey, Charles.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, so give us a general overview, Mark, of what
cybercrime.
Is cybercrime. I mean, what is it? And, you know,
cybercrime, most simply put, you could say, is any crime that is when the technology is a target of a crime, kind of like when you get ransomware or a virus, or if technology is used to commit a crime, like a credit card skimmer, say. So that pretty much affects just about everybody, cybercrime, because we've all had spam phone calls saying they're from Social Security, or we've all gotten emails that look suspicious saying that we have packages and please click here. But it's also more dangerous things like fraud and scammers, and even more dangerous than that, romance scammers and cyber harassment, things that can kind of fold over into the real world.
I got to interject one thing, Mark. Our audience should know, when someone who they don't know calls in and say, if your name, let's just say their name is Susan, you shouldn't say, is this Susan? You say yes. You don't ever use the word yes. Just say, who's calling? Just ask them who's calling.
And
don't ever
don't
say
like
yes.
They don't
like it. They'll hang up.
Yeah.
But don't ever say yes. That's what you don't want to ever use that one word on a phone call. Yes.
And they target
Susan. Right. And the other cardinal rule is never pay anything with a gift card.
Right. And never give your Social Security out over the phone.
That's a long time rule.
But so tell us a little bit more, and then tell us about the collaboration between you and the assistive technology team at Lighthouse and what you're doing
sure.
to help people, the blind community.
Yeah, well, our organization, Cybercrime Support Network, we're dedicated to serving people and small businesses impacted by cybercrime. And like I said, that's just about everybody. We have a website called fightcybercrime.org. And what that does is place out all the resources that you might need if you've been impacted by cybercrime, whether you've gotten identity theft or somebody's harassing you or you've gotten ransomware. It's very often hard to know where to call or who to contact about that. We've put it all in one place so that you just choose the type of crime that has impacted you, and it'll tell you whether you need to call the FTC or the FBI or the Bank of America or Facebook, and it tells you exactly how to do that. Now, our website is accessible, but we're revamping it, and it's going to be even more accessible to everybody in the coming months. So please look for that.
Mark, one of the things that really I get worried when I see some of our friends that are blind and they hand over their credit card. A lot of them know their numbers by heart, but sometimes they'll hand their credit card to the server, and I'm going, oh, my gosh. You know, at what point, if there was some kind of scam on the other end, what would happen? They would get a phone call, or how would they know that they were scammed?
Sometimes you don't know. Like when Equifax, the credit reporting agency, was breached, people didn't know about that for months. In a case with the credit cards, you always want to check your credit card statement often as you can. And if you see just a couple cents on there, that's often a sign that somebody's testing the card to see if it's active. But if you see, if you detect unknown charges that you don't remember doing, definitely just call the number on the statement or on the back of your credit card. That way, you know, you're calling the right number. Because when you get a call from somebody saying they're from a credit card agency, very often that can be a scam. And I'm glad you brought up the fact that when you hand over a credit card to somebody, that might be dangerous, because that's kind of the heart of what we're doing with Lighthouse Central Florida. What happens is, you know, I'm sighted, but whether you're sighted or whether you're living with blindness or vision loss, we're all kind of entangled with technology nowadays, right? We all depend on it in different ways. And the blindness community, you have different technology that I don't use day to day. But Michael, I'm glad you said this at the beginning of the segment. Some people don't realize that you use computers, and some people don't realize that, you know, you're using all these programs and and different types of devices. And I think that's the problem. We don't talk about that when it comes to cyber safety and cyber crime.
Charles, do you have any questions for him?
Yes, I do.
Please.
What happens? How can you avoid a cyber crime? One, like you said, is don't say yes to anything. But how can you avoid it?
Well, nothing is 100%. We know that. But there are things you can do to be more careful. Like if, and this is what we're doing with Lighthouse Central Florida. We've instituted a cyber safety program with their access technology program, so that when people are learning their emails, for instance, they're also learning how to do two-factor or multi-factor authentication, which is when you put in your email, but you also need a code or a fingerprint or something like that to get in there. And that makes it so much safer, because if somebody does have your password, then they're going to need your device or your phone or something else, which is very unlikely. So that's one way to stay safer. Another way is to make sure your passwords are not password, right? You want to have a long password.
That would be bad. Yeah.
Yeah. And
who does that? Password.
You would be surprised. It's still one of the top. It's still one of the top passwords out there, unfortunately.
Wow.
But they suggest a long password, 8 to 26 characters, which sounds like something you'd never remember. But if you have a phrase that you like or a song lyric, you can just string that together into your password and it works. Like if you wrote, it's been a hard day's night. They're all simple words, and simple words are easy to break. But when you string them together in a phrase like that, it makes it so much harder.
Mark.
So that's a great way to avoid being hacked.
Mark, I have another question. Charles, if you have another one, just interrupt me. But I have a question. One step that helps you is, as a sighted person, a lot of times I can tell when an email is bogus because they don't spell things right, or there's some kind of hieroglyphics in there with the letters. I don't know what they are. But my question is, would a screen reader pick that up?
You know, that's a great question. If the grammar is off and the spelling is off, a screen reader should pick that up.
Yeah.
And this is something I should actually check with the good people at Lighthouse Central Florida and their access technology. But yes, the reason some of those emails look like that is because they're playing the numbers game. They can send out thousands, if not millions, of emails. And if people aren't paying attention and respond to it, and they don't notice the misspellings, those are the people they want. They don't want to waste their time with people who are paying attention and say, oh, this looks crazy. I'm on to you.
And they use your first name too, like make it sound very friendly. Michael. Yeah, hey, Michael,
I'd like to say, if anybody wants to call in right now, now's the time. The lines are wide open. Now you want to call in right now, the lines are wide open. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. The lines are wide open. You want to call in right now? Now's the time.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I do.
How can one keep their information off of the dark web? What is the dark web?
Well, that's a question that's more even higher law enforcement. But the dark web is an alternative internet where you need you need some special software to get there. You can't get there through Google or through Microsoft Edge and all that stuff. You can get there, and what it is a lot of stuff going on that you don't really want to know about. There's a lot of illegal trade going on there, including illegal trade of things like credit card information, social security information, identification information, and even ransomware packages and identity theft packages. They sell that stuff kind of turnkey. Like, you don't have to know anything about technology, really, and you can just buy these software kind of over the counter on the dark web.
Pardon me, we have some callers on the line. We'd like to call to ask you questions. The first caller is Dave from Fern Park.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Howdy, guys and girls. And it's good to hear my friend Mark out there. Mark, it's Dave Hillebrand.
Hey, Dave Hillebrand. Great to hear you.
Hey, great to hear you, man. I wanted to comment about the scams on carts, though, because for the first time in my life, I was obviously my card number was lifted. When Brenda and I were on a road trip last year, and I think probably from maybe a gas station when we were out in the middle of out in the sticks, you know. But I didn't know anything had happened for a couple months. But all of a sudden, I had like two or three hits on my card at the same time, and One tip I would suggest is make sure any card you're using, you make sure that your contact info is up to date, because fortunately that my bank notified me right away and they stopped a couple charges in their tracks because the web address didn't spell anything properly. It was like a red flag to them, and so they caught them. But if I didn't have up to date my phone number when they texted me, I would have never known and told them to okay it or not.
Yeah, one thing that's great. Your bank did that. I know with my credit card, I have a text alert. So anytime my credit card is used, if I buy something online or at a gas station, I get a text immediately letting me know. And that's a way. And if you can avoid it, don't use a credit card at the pump. Try to pay inside. But if you do, never use your debit card, because if money's taken from that, that's a lot harder to get back than like from your credit card company, who is good about stopping a transaction.
That's good advice.
Thank you for calling in, Dave.
We have another call waiting. Thank you very much for calling in, Dave. Appreciate it. We have right now Sherry from Orlando. Sherry, you there?
Hi,
Sherry?
I'm back. I have a question for Mark. Mark, this has really been interesting, but my question is, lots of times we're in restaurants and you go and you eat your meal and the person takes your card and they run it and bring you back your receipt. I've heard on different shows and things I've listened to, don't let them do that. Or if you do, go back with them and watch what they do. Well, that's not going to help me. I'm totally blind. I'm not going to know what they're doing with my card. How do you avoid that? Because even though some of these places have the units at the table where you pay your own bill, most of that is not accessible to blind people. So do you have any ways we can protect our credit cards?
Well, we do live in a society where trust is a big factor, so we have to trust these people. But unfortunately, I think the pay at the table or having the option for the server to come and run your card in front of you, I believe that should have been mandatory some time ago, but it's not. And until that happens, there really is not much we can do as far as the server taking the card away. A lot of places I'm going to now and seeing more and more of them having a handheld device that they come to your table and do it. Like you said, if they're not accessible and you can't really see what's going on, but having that in front of you kind of puts people in check.
Thank you very much, Sherry, for calling in. We now have Jason calling in.
The other thing I want to say really quickly is I have my bank account set up where it fetch me alerts. So if I do over $50 transaction or what shows up on my card, it will show up on my phone. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, great.
That's a good idea, Sherry. Very good idea, Sherry. Good tip.
Okay. Take the next caller.
Next caller is Jason calling in from Pensacola, Florida. Jason, you there?
Yes, I sure am.
Hey, Jason.
Okay. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jason.
Yeah, my question, we're talking about debit cards. Another even good thing to do, I think, is just to pay with your phone, Apple Pay.
Is that true?
Yes, Mayor Michael.
Can most places do that, like restaurants, so that way you don't have to show your debit card with your phone, just pay Apple Pay? Or
not everywhere. I wish there were more places. But, yeah, I think that's coming. And more places are going to have to be willing to do that, because there's Apple Pay, there's Google Pay, there's PayPal, Venmo, there's so many things.
One other question.
And we all have to get on the same page at some point.
One other question is, I heard something about Google, you know, now how they're how they can see where you're at, to have privacy. So in other words, it's not so everybody doesn't. In other words, if you allow Google to see where you are, I don't want to know.
I didn't get the end of that, but I think I know where you're going. There are privacy settings you can set on your Google Chrome, say, and that's part of what we're our partnership with Lighthouse. That's one of the elements of our initiative that our organization has called Secure Together. And part of that is setting privacy settings to a place where you feel comfortable. So if you don't want Google tracking you, there are things you can do. If you don't want, say, Apple tracking you or the Bluetooth on your phone to track you, there are settings you can do. It's just a matter of finding them. And so what we're doing with the Lighthouse and with Secure Together is having people help people do that.
Well, thank you so much, Jason, for calling in. We can take one more call. We have a caller coming in from Bal Harbour. Peter from Bal Harbour, a first-time caller.
Bal Harbour, Florida.
Peter, you on the line, Peter?
Hey, yes, I am.
First-time caller.
I'm enjoying
your show. Hi, Peter. Welcome aboard.
Hi. Hey, you know, it's an interesting thing I'm going to say. You're talking about debit cards. And it just reminded me that I had a good experience with my bank calling me. This is about 25 years ago. My bank called me about a check, and they said, is this check yours? And the reason they were alarmed to it was that I had a check, and I had given it to a friend. And I said, when I have enough money, I'll let you know, and just fill it in. And he held on to it. I said, I can cover it now. And he filled it in. And the bank noticed that the sequence number, it was out of sequence. You know what I mean? I had gone past that number.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, my friend had written whatever he had to fill in was in a different color ink. In other words, I just called in and thanked the bank for being alert to that. They noticed a different color ink, that the sequence
was very unusual. Very unusual.
Yeah,
I said, really? I said, thanks for doing that. Thanks for making me alert. But no, it's fine. Thanks for keeping an eye out for me.
What's the name of your bank? I'd like to know that name of that bank. That's a good bank.
PNC.
Oh, PNC.
PNC, no kidding. Okay. That's a good bank.
It's so rare these days that someone's got their eye out for you. But they did a good job.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in, Peter. Appreciate it. Thank you for calling. Keep on calling in, Peter. Thank you so much. Mark, we have to wrap it up.
Okay.
We have to
wait. We cannot just yet. I know. But we got a Canadian caller and an Australian caller who wants to get in on this.
Okay.
They call it long distance. So they
okay.
We got to get them in. Do you want to put them in? Let's go with Carrie from Canada, and then we have Ken from Australia that's coming in next.
Then no more calls.
And then after that, no more. Got it. All right. So Carrie, are you there?
You got it. I'm here.
Let's get it, Carrie. Go ahead.
Hey, well, I had a really great experience with my MasterCard, and they warned me about these charges. And also, it's important to check your account. My credit card company phoned me and said, have you been to Europe lately? No, not at all. Because what was on my credit card was train rides, back and forth, same time, every day, same price, to and from. 8 o'clock and 3 o'clock. 8 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And I never got my cat food. So what we think happened is somehow a number got crossed. But, you know, it's important to check because a lot of people think that a scam has got to be a great big amount, a great big thing, a great big, you know, not only are there mistakes, people can make mistakes, people can mix numbers up, but also it's important that the credit card companies, which mine did, phone me and warn me about it. And the importance of looking at your account. What are the charges on my account this month?
Right. Yeah, it sounds like.
Well, thank you so much.
It can happen, you know.
Thank you so much, Carrie, to call.
No problem, Michael.
Ken, now, Ken from Australia, you're on, Ken.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Am I live or am I waiting?
You're live. You're on the air.
Ken, you're hot.
Okay.
No, literally, you're hot.
Okay. Thanks for having me. I spent most of my career in cybersecurity, and I've been listening for the last 20 minutes, and I think it's great. I wanted to add 40 other really easy suggestions for people in terms of staying safe online, especially with their credit cards and bank information and everything. First, if you still get paper statements mailed to you, when you're done with them, you're done filing them, whatever, whenever you get rid of them, shred them. Don't just throw them out. Don't let those be blowing around in the dump. Second, change your passwords regularly. Third, back up your computer. If you have a computer, back up your computer. Not just back it up, but back it up and do it offsite, either through the cloud or keep copies of everything at a friend's house. But don't back it up and keep it in the drawer underneath the computer. You know, if you have problems with your house, if there's a fire or something, you don't want to lose your computer and your backup at the same time. Right. So three quick suggestions.
Well, thank you so much.
There. Sure. And then also, if you have time, I have a very short story of how I actually benefited from credit card fraud many years ago.
Go ahead.
Should I go? Okay. So I had just gotten out of college. So, you know, you're on your starting salary. It's not very much. And I had an American Express card. And this was decades and decades ago, right? So I watch it carefully and hardly ever used it. And all of a sudden, I got a couple of charges that were not mine. So I immediately call up American Express and say, look, this isn't mine. Can you wipe this out? And they go, okay, no, we realize it doesn't fit your pattern, everything else. You're not going to get charged. And I said, okay, good. But it happened the next month and the next month. And I said, look, could you guys just change my credit card? Because this is making me nervous. And they said, no, it's going to help us find the person. So could you just call us if there's any charges that aren't yours. And so I started enjoying the charges. Like, I was living vicariously through the guy who was using my credit card or the woman, whoever it was, right? And they slowly but surely got bigger and bigger and bigger. And this guy was having a great time. He took trips to Jamaica. He was buying lobsters from Maine and having them shipped. He was doing all kinds of stuff that I could absolutely not afford to do. Then I got this huge, huge bill. It was the fattest credit card bill I've ever had by far. It was like an inch thick, full of stuff. And I panicked, and I called up American Express and said, look, this is way too much. I've got this entire giant bill. None of this stuff is mine. And they said, I said, you got to please change my credit card number. And they go, okay, we'll do it. None of that's yours? I go, no, I don't think any of it's mine. So, bam, they wipe out the whole thing. And they give me a new credit card. And then months later, I realized, wait a minute. You know what? I did buy a computer in there, and that got wiped out as well. So I actually came out a little bit ahead based on computer fraud. That's my quick story. I'll let you go to your break.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
We have to wrap this up.
Mark.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Bye.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you all.
Mark,
give us, if you would, please,
your website.
website and, information and sure. Also information for Lighthouse
Central Florida.
Yeah, ours is fightcybercrime.org, and Lighthouse Central Florida is lighthousecfl.org, and then click on their Access Technology tab if you want to learn more about what they do to help people learn their devices and learn their technology. Great job.
Well, thank you so much. We'll have to have you back. Great segment. Wonderful. Love the people who called in from all over. Well, not all over the United States, but worldwide. Australia, Canada, United States. Yep. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much.
Thank you all. It's great seeing you and talking to you again.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay, folks. Hope you enjoyed that segment. Mark, Charles, you there?
Yeah.
We're going to go to break.
Good.
Yeah, we're going to go to break. Top of the hour. Don't go away. Be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. There's a lot more coming up.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work with your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.